And we are back. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, covering all of North Alabama. Solid conservative, just plain right, making it cool to be a conservative. So a while ago, Boomer's got me all squared away now with this latest tech because I needed one more button to push in here, apparently.
Just one.
I mean, we could launch a space shuttle from here. The Artemis mission is going to be launched from Right Side Studios. I feel certain.
Yeah, probably.
You know, it could. All right. But anyway, we got the texting thing going now. So thanks, by the way, to David from Lincoln, who already texted in and just said loves the show. And wanted to make sure that we were actually on all 3 hours in Birmingham's market now. Yes, we are, David. Thank you very much for that. If you want to text into the show, then here's the deal. It's the same number, the same one you would call in, which is 833-687-4448. Well, the number is 833-68-RIGHT. That's what it is, 833-68-RIGHT. Well, you can text to that number also. When you do, just text the word right side, all one word, right side to 833-68-RIGHT. And you'll get this thing that says, hey, tell us your first name, where you're from, whatever. And we'll get you in the system, and then you can begin texting the show as we go. And there's several. I mean, there's already, I can tell on there that I can see Goose from Franklin, Tennessee, David from Lincoln, Brian from Huntsville, JT from Lacey Springs. We got a bunch of folks already texting, so that's cool. All right, good deal. Love it. Yeah, so I am literally, I mean, it's like, Boomer, did you ever go to Chuck E. Cheese when you were a kid?
Yeah, I did.
Well, I mean, there's no shame in that.
I
went to Chuck E. Cheese.
I know. Now my son's asking to go to Chuck E. Cheese. I'm like, really? There's some cool places.
No, you got to go there.
We're going to go.
Got to have a ski ball competition.
That's right.
Got to teach him how to take his tickets to the store and pick the right things.
Are there Dave and Buster's here in Alabama?
You know what? I think there is.
Yeah, because that's the Nashville area where I was just at. That's where we would go.
Last time I went to a Dave and Buster's was in Hotlanta, I believe. But I believe there is one in either Montgomery or Birmingham. I'm not sure.
Right.
But nonetheless, Chuck E. Cheese, dude. You got to do it. But anyway, I was about to say, Chuck E. Cheese was like sensory overload as a kid. Ding-dings and bang-bangs and things going on and food happening. And then they start singing on stage. And then you're like, what do you do? And kids running around and screaming. And, you know, it's like, it's the kind of place where parents love going there for the first 10 minutes and then pray for the opportunity to get out of there in the next 10 minutes. But nonetheless, it's fun. Well, the sensory overload is like right here in the studio. I've got four screens monitored right now. I've got the live stream video. I've got the board where Boomer puts up who's on the call and what the Triple Dippers layout is. I've got the texting string. I've got the news sites with also the social media. My Twitter account is active. Two TVs on the screen. Talking into a microphone. Boomer's answering the phone for the love. All right. There you go. If you want to text in, we will take you. We'll take y'all. Just send those text messages. Oh, another one just came in. Tony from Athens is there. I see Bama Grant over in Huntsville. So text it in. Text right side to 833-687-4448. 833-687-4448. All right, when I get back from this next break in a minute, I'm going to be doing number one of the Triple Dipper. Before I go, though, Boomer, I got to put you on the spot.
All right, I'm ready.
You have seen 13 Hours.
Yes.
Okay. All right.
Yes, I have seen 13 Hours, and now that you just mentioned it again and went through,
you want to watch it again, don't
you? I'm probably going to watch it tonight.
One of the best scenes in that movie was what's the guy's name? He used to play on The Office. Krasinski.
Oh yeah, Krasinski.
John Krasinski, mm-hmm. I never thought of him as an action guy.
Me neither. And Lord. When I saw it there, I was like, whoa.
He was legit.
Yeah.
But there's one scene where. He literally, the guys kind of come trotting up, and there's the boss, and he says, we're their only hope they've got, and Krasinski just gives him a nod, like, say no more. What do you got? Let's do it.
Man.
Anyway, yeah, that doesn't awesome. Need to go away. That Benghazi situation was maddening. But you know what? It was maddening that it happened. It was maddening that those guys lost their lives. But it was made so much worse, so much more maddening by the fact that our government chose to just try to play it off. I mean, how many times did Susan Rice go out and make the rounds and say, well, it was because of a video. They were inflamed by a video. We really ought to, you know. okay, let's say that let's say for a second that was correct and they really were inflamed by a video. You still didn't guard the consulate. And then Hillary Clinton, of course. What difference at this point does it really make? Well, they were yours and they died and it's your fault. So how about that? There you go. All right, folks, listen, we got plenty more where that came from. We got a full-on show. When we get back from this break, I'm heading right into the Inflation Nation, number one of the Triple Dipper. I got some sobering news. I got some questioning news. But at the end, I got some good news. So y'all stay tuned. We're going to cover down on it. Number one of the Triple Dipper, Inflation Nation, Right Side Radio. Y'all stay tuned. We'll be right back.